to the weekend, weekend. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
I am looking forward to the weekend. We got a lot of stuff to do this weekend. Because on Saturday at 11 o'clock, if you would like to become a volunteer for the Recall Sisalak 2.0 petition drive that is going to be going on here shortly, then please head on out to Rancho San Rafael Park, 11 o'clock. They're going to be having an orientation. There will be people from Washoe County, Douglas County, and Carson. Carson, Douglas, and Washoe County will be there getting people signed up that want to go out and get the signatures that we need to recall Governor Sisalak. We have to do this as a team. You can still go on to fightfornevada.com. More people want to be involved this time around for very good reason. Because he's shown his hand. Why is he still keeping this state locked down? Because that's what the left wants. He's getting his instructions from higher up. And I'm pretty sure he will be following suit of Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom just turned California. Everybody's all worried about the masks because, yeah, he made masks mandatory everywhere. Talk about overreach. They don't care about. Yeah, they don't care about you. It's about getting their agenda done. But before all that, he made California a mail-in ballot state, just like Oregon. So, with a governor who has his nose up, his you-know-what, he will probably follow suit because he is one of the people that he's taking his cues from. Because who is Gavin Newsom taking his cues from? Could it be his wonderful, bewitching aunt, Nancy Pelosi? Nancy, I'm going to destroy this country in my lifetime, whether you like it or not, Pelosi. Sometimes plans don't take 2 or 3 years. Sometimes plans take 2 or 3 generations. And they're okay with that. They signed up for that. And their reward is the lifestyle that they live. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Patrick this morning. Hi, Patrick. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi, Monica. I've talked to you a few times. You helped me out with a problem a little while back. And perfect segue, because that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about, was exactly what you had just said. This is the time above all times to really start paying attention to stuff, because I'm 40 years old. I'm part of Gen X, and I can pinpoint when they really started to crank up the dial on the mind control for the kids. It was in our music. It's in our movies. Mm-hmm. But the real thing to pay attention to is a few words. One of them is gradualness. You can go to the Collins Sociological Dictionary and look up the term gradualness. It's slowly making change, so slow and so subtle that most people do not even know it happens. And one way they reinforce that is through tactics that a man named Edward Bernays invented. He was Freud's nephew, if I remember correctly, and they figured out that if you sell to the emotion, you hook the person. Mm-hmm. So if you really pay attention to all the stuff going on right now, if for instance, if you go to left-wing social media, no free speech can exist there at all.
Right.
At all. So anytime you bring up any kind of a fact or anything like that, you're pushed out of the side. So you know for a fact there is a conservative side of this that's just truth, just that natural, you're born with truth. You know there's a truth out there, you pursue it. So right now I would highly recommend people really, really, really search their feelings and make sure the decisions that they're making are with their intelligence and not their feelings, because they're close and they've been working on this for years. The last thing I'll say about it is, if you guys don't believe me, Glenn Beck actually did a really, really good presentation on it. You can find it on YouTube for free. It's called The Democrats Hydra. And if you're going to follow the money, you have to follow the blood. They're all related. They've been related.
Yep.
For instance, five families have owned California for the last 150 years. And there's proof of it. You can just track it all. And they just go slow and change a little law here, change a little law there. Next thing you know, they're screaming for our only protection to be defunded. Like, it's almost like you're reading 1940s history in Germany again, all over, right?
We're going through the exact same thing. I mean, it is exactly. Literally down to the playbook. And I'm glad you said that, Patrick, exactly. Because you can go back even to everyday events, like when yep. the Pink Hat movement started. And the very first yes. women's march when they had with that, when women went, this march was for women, all women. Yep. We embrace women. But yep. when women went out and supported the right to life,
yep.
they were shunned. They were booed. They were kicked out. That's it. Well,
exactly. And here's another little piece of insight. So around 1997, 96, I was either a sophomore or a junior in high school in California, and it was in Orange County, Capistrano Unified School District, and that's when they rolled out what they called tolerance class. And the teacher who taught it was our shop teacher, so he was a very outspoken person. He told you exactly what was on his mind, and he was even telling us, I don't even know why they're making us teach you guys this stuff. You know you're not supposed to walk up to a person of another color and slur them. You know you're not supposed to walk up to a girl and grab her butt. You know, you guys know you're not supposed to do this stuff. You don't make fun of people because of their life choices. You know, you make fun of them because of some of the mistakes, and you guys laugh together, and then they make fun of your mistakes, and you become friends. You guys know how this stuff works. But that's when, as early as they started trying to teach it to us, they immediately started telling us as kids, no matter what you think or what you're doing, you are bad. You are yeah. very bad.
And that's why they got rid of shop yep. and home ec yep. because they had yep. other things that they wanted to teach kids.
Yep. And if I remember correctly, I think my sophomore year was the last year my high school offered a Bible study.
And oh yeah,
I'll
that's a no-no.
Also, I was a hard line, hated God for 30 years, and I finally saw something that changed my mind. And I was so lucky. It improved my life. It improved my relationship with my parents. And all of a sudden, everything started making sense. And it's, like I said, I cannot stress enough how this particular time in life, we really have to be paying attention. And if you have air in your lungs, you have a voice, you can speak out. We all have weapons of different types. Ours is the truth and our words, and we have other people who are strong on our side that, you know, they do the lifting, but as long as you don't go silent, don't ever bend that knee, and just hold on tight, because if you think it's crazy now, and it's weird, because I told my mom this about 6 months ago, I said, Mom, you guys get ready, because I know they had the firearms at my mom's house, and I said, you got to get those things cleaned and ready. And they're like, you're crazy. And I'm like, we'll have this conversation again in a few months. And I called yeah. her up, and I was like, you remember what we talked about? And she's like, yes. And I'm like, you believe me now? And
yes.
She's like, yes.
Parents hate it when their organized. Kids are right.
Yeah, but it's organized. You can set your watch to this stuff. It's ridiculous. I guarantee you there's at least 1,000 people listening right now that are screaming at their TVs every time it comes on. Just going, how can this be common sense? You know, how can you let this one slip by? How can people be this dumb?
But that's because people have been programmed and it's all been put into place. Patrick, thank you so much.
Yeah. Just don't let them bank on that emotion.
Exactly. Yeah. Feelings over facts. Feelings over law. It's just, you cannot accept this. They have been doing this for decades and decades and decades. And I will swear by everything that Patrick just said. And especially, there are videos out there that show the chain, literally, of command of California. The Browns, the Pelosis, I mean, it goes back to New York, and it goes even further than that. You think that I throw around the names Rothschild and Rockefellers just willy-nilly? No, I don't. But you know what? What makes me really proud is that there are some in the younger generation in their 20s who actually get it, like Samantha.
No black vote. He's no Democrat Party at all. Okay, I'm going to make a really quick video about George Floyd's memorial that happened yesterday. Before I get into what I'm about to say, I first want to say this does not mean that I don't think George Floyd deserved a memorial or a funeral. I think he did. He was murdered. So I want us to take that and put it to the side just for now. I also want us to take our anger, our frustration, our sadness, and I want us to put it to the side just for now. For the few minutes this video may be, I want us to listen and to think as logically as we can. Because the only way we're going to see what's happening is if we think logically. 2 weeks ago, you were unable to have a funeral. If your mom, if your dad, if your grandma died, they couldn't have a funeral. And if you did try to have a funeral, you could have been arrested. You fast forward 2 weeks later, you turn on the television and there's a giant funeral, a giant memorial for George Floyd. Celebrities and politicians all there. The same people for the past couple months who were telling you if you were to go into a group of people, you could have died because of COVID-19. And here they sit at this giant funeral. A funeral in which George Floyd probably only knew 1/3 of the people actually there. A funeral in which became political. Al Sharpton was up there saying, we're going to take the White House. George Floyd's funeral became political. 2 to 3 days after that man was murdered, they told you to go vote. A week after that man was murdered, first day of primaries. And what did you do? You went out and voted. Blue, 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 just like the script told you to. Hashtag vote. Vote, 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 all over Instagram, all over Twitter. Everybody, vote, 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 vote. Why? Have you asked yourself why? What is voting gonna do? We had a black president and this still happened. You think voting is gonna solve racism? You're being used. You think they broadcasted George Floyd's funeral all to America because they wanted to show what a great person George Floyd was? Or do you think they broadcasted George Floyd's funeral because they wanted you to watch so you would get angry, you would get sad, you would get mad, you would get frustrated, and you would go vote? And you're falling for it because you're literally saying, everybody go vote. And you're not seeing the bigger picture. This is exactly what they want you to do. The Democrats were about to lose the black vote. And a party with no black vote is no Democrat Party at all.
Wow. She gets it. She's spreading the word to her friends. Let's hope more millennials, Gen Xers, whatever. What are they now? Maybe a few of them will wake up. May have a few of them, like that mother who ran hysterical to a sheriff's deputy to save her baby while she was protesting. Just the thought of them. maybe more people will start to wake up and understand that it's not just the Black community. We are all programmed to do what they say, to do what they believe. You have to deprogram yourself. And that takes family, that takes love, and it takes light. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's radio model for success. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show. I know, some people were hoping for furloughs. Hoping I wouldn't be here to keep spreading the truth. But hey, that's okay. Jerry appreciates it. He appreciates me being here because then he knows that he doesn't have to do the show for 2 hours a day. But I love it. 991fmtalk.com. Who should be responsible for police reform? Sheriffs that work for the people, with all the police chiefs answering to the county sheriff? Community leaders? Local government, state government, federal? The police agencies themselves? None of the above? All of the above? Check it out. Because actually, the county sheriff getting quite a big chunk of those votes. Patrick, you have a fan? Got a quick text. Your current caller, Patrick, is correct. And there's another word for it. Shifting baseline. You don't miss what you've never had or appreciated when it's gone. That is why it is so important for grandparents, parents, aunts, uncles to educate today's children on freedoms, on what's going on. As Nancy Pelosi is in there removing pictures of former Confederates that were speakers of the House, what all the news is neglected to mention is that those were all Democrat speakers of the House. Yeah, all those Confederates that are being removed. Just another way of hiding history. A lot of people have been upset with SCOTUS, with the rulings that they have been handing down, especially the one yesterday about DACA. Well, let me tell you, as people are finding out slowly, Donald Trump is a constitutional conservative. I know it seems like he's a populist, but he's not. He's just trying to get both sides, all parties, to understand what their constitutional rights are. So as everybody was screaming yesterday, it comes out today that he is confirming they will recancel DACA shortly. People think that the Supreme Court decision now makes it a closed case. It doesn't. In his words themselves, the Supreme Court asked us to resubmit on DACA. Nothing was lost or won. They punted, much like a football game, where hopefully they would stand for our great American flag. We will be submitting enhanced papers shortly in order to properly fulfill the Supreme Court's ruling and request of yesterday. I have wanted to take care of DACA recipients better than the do-nothing Democrats, but For 2 years, they refused to negotiate. They have abandoned DACA based on the decisions the Dem can't make DACA citizens. They gained nothing. Because you know what? Non-citizens can't vote. Everything he does is strategic. Every person he puts in place, Fauci, Bolton, all of the staff that he's had come and go, it's for them to show their true colors, for you to understand what they have done in the past to continue to do. Like Bolton in his new book, Bolton, that warmonger. Why do you think the Secretary of State has now come out and said that Bolton is a traitor? What happens to traitors who betray this country? These are all the things you need to start thinking about, and how Sisolak is pushing us right along, just like the Democrats want. We'll get into his new rulings coming up, keeping us shut down in the great state of Nevada. How long before you think they're going to remove the term battleborn? We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
Woo to you too. It's the Monica J Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. Whatever you want to talk about on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for the text. Good morning, Monica. I think the poll question for today should have been, how many people have ever heard of Juneteenth? I have never heard of it until this past week. And now it's front page news. Yeah, it is. And speaking of front page news, as I told you that the city hall is going to be shutting down at about 3 because of proposed BLM and or promised BLM protests with Antifa this afternoon and tomorrow. Went to the bank this morning and found they will close at noon today in observance of Juneteenth, a new holiday we now have to observe, brought to us by BLM. The bank executives are cowards. Ray, thank you so much for that email. I appreciate that. I don't know what everything is going on at each particular city and case, so I appreciate your emails giving me the 411 on what's happening, because, yeah, all lives matter. And if I irritate that, if I irritate more and more people by saying that, then all the better. All the better. All lives matter. There should be no such thing as hate crimes. A crime is a crime. It doesn't matter who you're having sex with. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. Crime is crime. And now they want law enforcement gone. So who's going to enforce those laws? What's going to happen when a white person is murdered in a black community? Will that be considered a hate crime? When the community is policing itself? Is it going to be that, oh well? everything that is happening right now, hey, reverse it. Instead of the Dems doing it, say the Republicans were doing it. Do you think opinions would be different? When you say yes, that it would be treated totally differently, then that means it needs to be done away with. Because we are all equal. Equal in the eyes of God and equal in the eyes of the law. The judicial system, the elected representatives, those are the problems, not we the people. Just received an email. Ha! Hillary Clinton, biggest traitor and racist. Well, that's, yeah. But is she really? Or is she using the black community just like every other politician? Because why is this an issue now? We had a black president for 8 years. We've had black politicians for hundreds of years. How is this all Donald Trump's fault? It's Donald Trump's fault because she wasn't supposed to lose. So we had to put the agenda. And if you don't know what agenda I'm talking about, it's the UN agenda, the One World agenda. We had to put that on fast track. Because Obama set it up for her, and she was supposed to bring it home. And that didn't happen. Because Americans, the majority, are smarter than they give them credit for. Governor Skezalak included. Boy, did he get caught with his pants down. Oh, I'm sorry, not his pants down, his mask off. Yes, the viral video of Governor Skezalak out at dinner with his wife and, you know, some other, can't say officials, representatives, leaders, my butt. Hanging out at dinner, having a good time, no masks. Everybody squeezing in for the photo. So much for COVID. He apologizes. You can take your apology and stuff it. Because now he's coming up with considering, oh, we're going to have to implement some stricter mask rules because COVID-19 cases are on the rise. Okay, let's get this out. Cases are on the rise because more testing is being done. They throw this out there to scare you because you notice what they don't mention is deaths are not on the rise. More people recovering from it, just like they do the flu. This is the worst, not only hoax and farce, but I believe criminal activity brought upon the American people. You had Gates talking about it 2 years ago. Fauci pretty much guaranteeing, saying there will be a surprise virus towards the end of the Trump administration. It was all planned, even this virus. Now, I know there are the BSers. How can you plant a virus? How can you? Very easily. Why does Ebola, H1N1, SARS, bunch of other names, why do those viruses have patents? Not the vaccines. The viruses. Why do they have patents? You know what gets patents? Man-made things. Man-made. You might want to think about that. As Governor Sisolak is considering implementing stricter mask rules, who just instigated the strictest mask rule? Gavin Newsom for the state of California. Mandatory. Everybody. Inside, outside, in congested areas. That was pretty much to mask the whole turning the state into vote by mail. So, like I've told you, Sisolak is waiting to follow the leader. Because he's not leading this state. Others are. Gavin Newsom through Nancy Pelosi. Are you going to stand for this? Here, not only do we have to deal with this hypocrite telling you to do something and he doesn't do it. Ooh, my faux pas. Sorry. No, don't buy it. Because if you really believed COVID was as serious as you're trying to make it off to be, then you'd have your mask on. Or you wouldn't be taking selfies or planned pictures with people. Come on, they think you're stupid. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Check in with Ray this morning. Hi, Ray. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi, Monica. Again, I agree with everything you said, but I just wanted to bring something up about the virus.
Mm-hmm.
I heard on the radio yesterday, and it actually was same news station, that these hospitals were getting paid $13,000 per person that had COVID and actually were deceased from COVID.
They get money. That's why they list everything as a COVID death. Not right. Death from COVID, but just, excuse me, that they have passed with COVID because they get money. They get even more money. They get up between $30,000 and $40,000 if you can get that person on a ventilator. But they're losing money now because people have figured out that, it's the worst thing possible for you to go on to a ventilator if you have COVID.
I just heard that and I was like, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm sorry you just now heard that because I've been trying to get that across to people for months and months and months. That's why we will never, Ray, have an accurate count of deaths from COVID-19. And the reason why is because they screwed up and the virus wasn't as serious as they thought it was going to be. And they shut the entire world economic system down and they need the numbers to justify it. And even with the numbers now, they can't justify a pandemic. So, Ray, I'm so thankful you were paying attention to that because now you can look at other things of what they're doing. It's about money. Why is hydroxychloroquine, denounced? Because the president mentioned it and then uses it. Because it's less than a dollar a pill. And they're pushing a vaccine or they're pushing a treatment for COVID that is $1,000 a pill that Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates actually have investments in that pharmaceutical company, in that actual medication. So, Ray, thank you so much for the call. And there's so much more to know than just that. That's why from the beginning, I've been calling this a farce. And I know people have been upset with me for doing that. But you know what? If you're upset with me, if it gets you to understand the truth and what's going on, then be upset with me. I'll take the burden. But then hopefully I will also take your appreciation once this is all out in the light. It's out there already. You just have to have the guts to look for it. We'll be back after this to wrap up the show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
Wow. Thank you for listening to the show today. If you are in Bogota, Colombia, if you are in Lombardy, Italy, if you are in South Korea or any of the other countries like Brazil listening to the show or across the country, I actually appreciate it. Thank you so much. We stream live at 991fmtalk.com. The information that I give you is not just for you, it's for everybody. Because this is not just happening in this country, it is happening everywhere. The mind control, the takeover, the one world government. And they are making us all suffer. Here's another new one for you. Thank you, Seth. I appreciate this. I'm not the greatest with electronics. Remember when the phone service across the country was down recently? Under Droid settings, Google settings, and Apple Health settings, there is now a COVID tracker installed. I don't remember signing up for them. Thank you, Seth. I appreciate that. Now I'm going to have to go check my phone. Of course, I haven't updated it in a little bit. I hate updates because that's where they get you. But please, if you got a Google, Droid, Apple, you better go check it in settings. Just received this from Karen. Karen, it's Monica, it's Steve Sisolak. Yes, he is a big sissy because he can't do this on his own. Thanks for all you do, Karen. P.S. I signed the petition weeks ago. Do I need to re-sign now? Yes, you do. We are in the process of collecting, gathering 1,000 volunteers across the state to get signatures collected. We have to have these volunteers in place. From the website, fightfornevada.com. Where are the petitions? We have not started passing petitions yet because we don't have the people stepping up to be signature collectors. We need a minimum of 1,000 volunteers to make this recall successful. And we don't have anywhere near that. That's where this Saturday comes into play. I will be there along with the Washoe County leader, the organizer, Rancho San Rafael Park, 11 o'clock. We will have representatives from Washoe County, from Carson, from Douglas, to sign up volunteers and to let you know what's going on. Rancho San Rafael Park, 11 o'clock tomorrow, this Saturday, tomorrow. While you're out and about, be on the lookout and be aware of Antifa and BLM. I will flat out state it. They are dangerous. They are domestic terrorists. And they do not care about Black lives. What they care about is disorder, division, and the destruction of this country. If you support Black Lives Matter, you support the division and the destruction of the United States of America. There's just no better terms for it. You are being led, and you are being led down a path that in the long run, you are not going to be happy with. But by the time we get there, there is no turning back. BLM and Antifa will be in Carson City this afternoon, from what I have heard. Even the city hall closing early, banks are closing early because they don't want to deal with it. Everybody bowing to Juneteenth. It's not a holiday in my mind. What are you going to do? What are we going to do? We are going to stand together. We're going to support our president and each other. Love you. Have a great weekend. It's Monica Jay.